This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the fiqh class. Inshallah, we will start today with the book or with the salam transaction. This is one type of selling, and it is different because it is an exception. In principle, this type of transaction should be forbidden. However, it was allowed, and it is called bay' as-salam, or selling in advance. In simple terms, you could say buying in advance a described merchandise. That's a simple definition for bay' as-salam. Buying in advance a described merchandise. This means you put the money in advance for something that is not present yet, and later you get the commodity or the thing that you paid your money for. Because usually you pay for something and you get it. Or many times you get something and you pay the money in payments or directly or later. But here you are paying the money and the thing is coming later. So this is what we call bay' as-salam. In this type of transactions, we have seven conditions, seven necessary conditions in order for this transaction to be valid. Otherwise, if one of them is missing, then whether it is not salam or it is not valid. The first one, the merchandise has to be described in a way that removes any delusion. What do we mean by that? Or let's go back a little bit. Why you pay something in advance? Or why you pay money in advance for something is not there yet? Yes? You want to reserve it, because maybe when it comes, it will go. You will not be able to have it. What else? No, actually, the internet selling is different, because the internet, the commodity is there. Here, it is described. It's not there yet. Yeah. Even the house, like you started paying, or they are starting building it, but here it's not there yet. It could happen in the house. Yeah, it could happen. Like, they told you in this place there will be a house, so you already paid the money. Yeah, this is an example. Yeah, sometimes it is custom made. If you want it, you have to pay for it. Otherwise, I won't make it. Sometimes you pay in advance to save some money, because once it's there, the price will go up. Or you have the money now, but when what you need will be there, you won't have the money, you will spend it. So there are many reasons for that type of selling. Okay? There are many reasons. Now, the first condition, again, this merchandise has to be described in a way that removes any delusion. Let's say you heard about a nice car will be manufactured 2 years later, and they started taking names from now, reservations. You wanted to buy this car. Is it enough to say 2007 car? Why? You specified it is a car, and you specified the make. It is 2007, the year. Yes? The make and the model. Yeah, all specifications. Why? Why it's not sufficient to say it's a car? What if it's 2-seat and you need 4-seat? What if it was more than what you paid for? Again, you need to remove any chance of dispute, because that's the purpose of selling. You want to remove any dispute, any argument, any deception. So you describe the merchandise in a way that removes any delusion. That's the first condition. Again, why we say you describe? Because if it was there, if the merchandise was there, is it salam? It's not salam anymore. That's why they say salam. You give the money and you take later something that was not there. Number two, the merchandise is absent at the time of the transaction. Again, if the merchandise is there, just like the example Fatima gave online, is that salam? That's not salam. Number three, the merchandise not be generally subject to unavailability. What do we mean by that? This is another condition. Now let's say you agreed on something. That's what you want to purchase. And you described it. But there is no way that it will be available on the time you agreed on. Is this valid? Is this valid?
After you paid for it?
Yeah. You paid, but I know, I am the seller, and I know the time we agreed on, 2 years, it's not enough.
No, it's not valid.
It's not valid. Why?
Because it has to be written in the contract at the time of delivery.
Yeah. And we wrote 2 years, but I know within 2 years it will not be ready. So it's not valid. Okay? That's why we say generally. What if we agreed on 2 years and in general it's ready in 16 months? But what if within 2 years it was not there? There was some sort of, something wrong happened. It is still valid. Why? Because you did your best. And this thing, what happened, is not general or not usual. In any type of selling, isn't there a chance that there's something goes wrong? That's why they have insurance. That's why they have all these things. So here, but if from the beginning you know that it's not available or it won't be available, then it's not valid. Why? Because it's deception. You are deceiving me. You are taking my money. You're promising me, and you know that it will not be there at that time. But if it's generally will be there, yet even if it was not there, that's fine. You tried, and this could happen. Okay, so this is number three. Is it clear? Number four, the price to be received when the agreement is made. Can you tell me I will pay you after 2 months? And you will get me the thing after 2 months?
If the price is agreed on at the time of the contract.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you did not pay the price and you did not receive anything.
If it's in the contract, the price is agreed on, and the merchandise is agreed on, time of delivery of the merchandise and time of payment, for that merchandise, yes, it is valid because it's at the time of the sale, the price was agreed on. If the price changes at the time of pay, this is not valid.
That's not valid. This is called bay' al-kali' bil-kali'. You pay later, and I give you later. That's not valid.
Isn't it the same like making a payment?
No, it's not the same. I made a payment. We wrote a contract on what? I will pay you for what? For this thing. Okay, why don't you pay me now? I'll pay you later. Then why don't you wait later?
Because
Pay me now. Pay me now. Again, here there is also a chance of gharar, deception. So we agree on something, you pay it. Or you wait until it is there, you pay the money and you take it directly. Then it is not salam. But the price has to be received. Again, always the Sharia looks to both parties. Now maybe this is better for the seller because he needs the money, he wants to make what you agreed on, or he wants to use it. Or maybe it is better for you. Sometimes it's better for the buyer. How? If the price went up, right? So it could be for both. Number five, the merchandise is within the ability of the seller to deliver. Now this is similar to which condition? To number three. Usually, it's not subject to unavailability. But what's the difference? Now let's say, within 2 years, it will be there. But guess what? I have no way to deliver it to you, or you have no way to get it. Like I made something, but I know legally this is forbidden to be done. And once the government knew, they will take it, they will seize it. Is that valid? Or we agreed on something, and I told you go and take it from the ocean. Where? I don't know. It's in the ocean. Or it's in the moon. It's your problem. You have to be able to deliver it. Why? Because what's the purpose of selling? If I won't be able, I paid money for what? Just for paying money or to get something in return? And if you cannot deliver it, then I paid my money for nothing. Okay. So this is number five. Is it clear? Number six, the location of the delivery is mentioned. Now, sometimes, as a seller, I tell you, the price does not include delivery. I make it, you come and take it. Is that okay? Is that permissible? Yeah, if it's not specified, why it makes the contract invalid? Because again, this is deception. Sometimes the delivery costs half the price of the merchandise itself. Sometimes it costs a lot. Who will pay it? I will come and take it, or you will deliver it. The location has to be specified. Of course, in things that needs to be located, transferable things. Last one, the merchandise bought should be known by description. What's the difference between this one and number one? Between number seven and number one? Now, number one says, to be described in a way that removes any delusion. Number seven, the merchandise bought should be known by description. Yes? Uh-huh. Yeah, what you're trying to say, that's correct. First one is more specific. This is general. Number one, what you are describing removes any delusion. But what is it? What type of selling that can be valid as salam? The type of selling that could be specified by description. Like cars. You could think of many things that could be described by specified by description. If you cannot distinguish it, then it is not valid. Again, the same reason. Why? Where did they come up with this condition? From the principle that you cannot sell something with delusion, with any sort of deception. So it should be known by description. These are the seven conditions. Where did we come up with these conditions? Some of them are stated clearly in the hadith of the Messenger ﷺ. The rest, they made the analogy that they are similar to, because again, the Sharia is based on rulings, on principles, and you make the analogy afterwards, the qiyas. This is the essence of the selling of salam, the permissibility of selling of salam, this hadith. This is in both Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Narrated Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came to Al-Madinah. They were paying 1 and 2 years in advance for fruits. So he said, those who paid in advance must do so for a specified measurement and weight for a specified time. Okay, let's take an example. I have 10 palm trees. Okay? And you have the money. You said, I will pay you $5,000 for the harvest of these 10 palm trees for 2 years. Is this valid or not? Khalil. No. Why?
Because maybe this year, mm-hmm. the harvest, I will get something from it. But next year, I'm going to get nothing from it.
Maybe this year, I will get something. Next year,
I'm going to get anything. Or even in both years, I'm going to get anything. And I wouldn't pay for nothing.
Good. This type of selling is forbidden because there is deception. Maybe it was too cold and there was nothing. The palm trees did not carry anything, any dates. So you paid for what? For nothing. And I took your money for what? For nothing. Or maybe it carried 10 times more than the average. So what's the solution here? Specify the amount. Now, if I want to specify the amount, then what's the advantage of paying in advance? Maybe a cheaper rate. Maybe I, as palm tree owner, as a farmer, I need the money now. Once the dates are there, everybody will pay me. So, mutual advantage for me and for you. You have the money now, you want to reserve. The price is cheaper now. When you tell me, I am paying £200 of dates. Is that valid? What makes it valid and what makes the previous one invalid? This hadith. من أسلف في شيء فليسلف في كيل معلوم ووزن معلوم إلى أجل معلوم. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. Now the last thing, for a specified time. Sometimes I know it is a car, two cars. When they will be ready, it's not mentioned. It depends on the market. Maybe after 3 years, maybe after 2 months. Is this valid? Yes or no? Why? Time is not specified. So what? But I could tell you maximum 3 years. Again, there is deception here. There is harm on me. I don't know. I paid my money for what? I need to know. So it has to be specified time. That's what the Messenger ﷺ said. Okay? Is this type of selling clear? Bay' al-salam. Yes, you had a question?
You buy a book from mail order, it will be shipped in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Does that specify when it will be shipped?
No, that's different. Look, you bought a book. Did you pay the money?
Yes.
The merchandise was there?
They paid it.
It is. What takes it so long? The delivery. That's not salam. When it becomes salam? When you make an order for a book that will be printed or that will be compiled and then printed and then delivered. That will be salam. And let's say that's the case. Okay, 2 or 3 weeks. They specify to you. They tell you if you want it to be shipped in 1 week, that's the price. 2 weeks, that's the price. So you pay and you know when it will be shipped. There's nothing wrong with it. Actually, even if they delay it, they pay you some money back. Can we leave the questions? Suspension of financial disposal. I could not find a better translation. It means hajr in Arabic. One word, hajr. Hajr means preventing someone from making any financial transaction with his own money. If you find any better translation, please tell me. There are 6 types of people who cannot dispose of their property or their article of property, money. 6 types of people. Okay? The first type, the child. What's the definition of child in Islam? Yeah, the one who did not reach the age of puberty. Can the child own something? Can he or can't he? He can. Can he sell something or buy something? No, he can be deceived. Why then he can own but he cannot sell or buy? Through inheritance, not only inheritance. Can't I give a child, I love him, I give him, yeah, I can. But who deals with the child's money? Who takes care of it? The guardian or the parent or... They are responsible. So the child himself, he cannot take any action or make any transaction with his own money. The second type of people, the insane, the crazy person. Again, why? They could be deceived. So the first two types, they are prevented from dealing with their own money. For their own sake or for the sake of other people? For their own sake, to defend them. Look, Islam tells you even if you want, you cannot. Because you think you know, but you may not know. So you don't do it. These are the first two types. The third type, the spendthrift. The one who wastes money. Who's the spendthrift in Islam? Women? Thank you for your honesty. Oh my God, no, I'm in trouble now.
It's good that it came from my sister.
It's very subjective, actually. Because sometimes some people may spend $50 and they are considered wasting their money, and sometimes they may spend $500,000 and it's totally fine. That's why it goes back to the judge or the Muslim ruler who can determine if this person is wasting his money or not. That's the spendthrift. But in general, the one who spends his money unreasonably. That's the spendthrift. Number four, the bankrupt. If someone was bankrupt, can he make transactions with his money? What? Doesn't he not have money? Well, the bankrupt is the one who does not have money. But he said he's bankrupt and we found there is lots of money with him. Can he make any transaction? Why he is bankrupt at the first place? When he is bankrupt? Sometimes people have nothing and they are not bankrupt. Why? Bankruptcy occurs when you owe people money and you are not paying them. They need their money, so you're bankrupt. So you still have money, or you may not have anything. If you have money, can you make any transaction? No. The bankrupt, he is unable. Why? Because there are rights for others. Have to. Yes. And then he's not bankrupt anymore, so nobody cares. Number five, the fifth person, the sick on his deathbed. Or the one who has dangerous sickness that expected to die from this sickness. Even if he did not die. There are some people, they have serious diseases, but they are still alive. This type of people, can they do any transaction with their money?
They might have to rationally waste their money because of the illness.
Because of the illness.
Yeah, and probably they know or they were told that they would die.
Yeah, so if you were told tomorrow you will die, what would you do?
Spend all the money.
Spend all the money? You maybe donate all the money. Isn't that good? Yes, because you are only allowed to give 1/3 of charity. So, I am sick. Doctors said you may die within a month. Can I donate all my money? Can I donate 1/3?
Yes,
you can. Khalil? Number five might be just like number two or number three. What do you mean?
He's sick.
His judgment is off. No, it's not off. If someone has cancer, is there any worse? Cancer, but isn't he conscious?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
actually, Islam, again, here, it is for the sake of other people, not for the sake of this sick person himself. Because you may be told that tomorrow you will die, and you spend all your money. Now, you did not spend it, actually. You donated all your money for charity. Isn't that good? Charity. Islam tells you, no. Not now. It's too late. Now, you can give 1/3. Because you cannot harm the heirs, the people who will inherit from you. And again, there are evidences. Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he was sick and he thought he will die. The Prophet ﷺ came visiting him and he told him, O Messenger of Allah, I have only one daughter. Shouldn't I give all my money in charity? The Prophet ﷺ told him, no, don't give it. Then he said, half my money. Again, the Prophet ﷺ said, no. He said, 1/3 and 1/3 is too much. So that's what's permissible, only 1/3. So if you're sick, the judge will prevent you from doing anything with your money but 1/3. Again, why? For the sake of other people. Number six, the sixth type of people, the slave. If there is a slave, he is unable to make transactions. Why? Yes. He might take it for his own. What if he was honest? He was a very good slave. He still has to obey the master. If he did the transaction, the slave himself is owned by the master. So he himself, he doesn't have a full entity. But when can he deal or make transactions? When he is given the permission by his master. Or if his master told him, these are 20 dinars and these are yours. He gave him some kind of property and freedom to do. Then within this money, he is able. Other than that, he cannot. So this is the sixth type of people, the slave. Why? Because again, he is owned by his master. If we tell him yes, he may take the money of his master and he may waste it all. Or he may take it for his own advantage. So these are six types of people. They are suspended of financial disposal. Do you understand now what do we mean by suspension? Is there any better word? It's one word in Arabic, hajr. Okay, now it is okay. Okay, we'll stop here, inshallah. Is there any question? Yes. Yeah, the first and the seventh point. I said number seven, what you want to purchase, it has to be from the types of merchandise that is described. But number one, the description removes the delusion. So let's say it is cars. Now we know this fits in number seven because it is cars. So the cars, how can we identify cars? By description, these are cars. But what types of cars? That goes to number one. The make, the model, and this and that. As I said, number seven is general. Number one is more specific. I hope it's clear now. Go ahead. Yeah, the child cannot use their money, but some scholars said unless it is very trivial, like buying gum, or some scholars that said that's they are exempt. These things can purchase or sell, not other than that.
And the bankrupt.
What about the bankrupt?
Which is the person that doesn't have any kind of gain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about their necessities?
Oh yeah, necessities, for sure they can. Actually, we're coming to the bankrupt.
Well, that's the whole topic of discussion.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have much of time to discuss it, but there will be it will be discussed, the bankrupt. Because bankruptcy, again, even nowadays it happens. So we want to see what's the difference between what's going on now and in Islam. Any other questions?